Hi, my name is Madison Greer.
Hello, my name is Chelsea Warnex, and we are Your Opinion Doesn't Matter. And today we are talking about why weed and mushrooms should be legalized in all 50 states medically and regularly.
Places where weed is legal: recreational, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts. Where it's medical: Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Florida, Virginia, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, North Dakota, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maryland, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. Places where mushrooms are legal: Oregon, California, and Denver, Colorado.
Why is it helpful? It helps with physical long-lasting pains, including chronic pains. It helps with depression and anxiety by reducing the feelings. It has calming symptoms and it can treat epilepsy. Can help with alcoholism and drug abuse by replacing those feelings. And it can treat multiple sclerosis. But what are the downsides to weed? It can cause respiratory problems if smoked too often. All smoke can hurt your lungs, though, so you should stay away from smoking. It can cause, very rarely, testicular cancer in men. At certain ages, if abused, can cause further mental issues because the brain is not fully developed. As well as this, smoking before the age of 17 can easily stunt some brain growth and kill brain cells as your brain isn't fully developed. So that's why it is recommended to smoke after the age of 17 or 18.
Why mushrooms are helpful: this makes people more creative and makes them think in a different way. It can help with anxiety and depression. Reduced depression has been anhedonal. Decreases the amount of caffeine needed for you to wake up. Not naturally addictive. The downsides of mushrooms: can, in some cases, cause psychotic episodes when used wrong. Current standpoints of weed and stems in the medical and political field: many people are against weed and mushrooms for the idea that it is a drug. They want it to be banned because of the downsides to these drugs and don't consider the benefits or the risks that they are putting in people. They want to get rid of it to try and lower crime levels of drug distribution. But if it is made legal, the problems will go down and many people will be helped in their medical problems. Experiences for people, family, online, and personal: it was able to lessen chronic pain of a family member and helped with the sleeping. Helped a young child who had life-threatening seizures able to live a normal life. That he had to go to a completely different state to get this treatment because it was illegal, medically and regularly, in his home state. This caused him to have to go without this treatment for longer periods of time until it got legalized in his state.
Differences of THC and CBD. CBD is the physical part to weed. It is what eases pain and anxieties. It can help soothe you into calmer states of mind and into physical states. THC, this is the psychedelic part and the physical part too. This is what makes you see things that aren't there, and this is a part that is considered a drug, but certain effects give you psychedelic effects, and they aren't drugs technically. High amounts of bay leaves, tea, and so on give you the same effects as THC. Smoking isn't the only way to get the effects. You can consume, drink, and smoke, but people only focus on the smoking part. Differences between the stem and head of a mushroom. Stem is the physical, head is the mental and psychedelic, much like weed, but people take either or both parts. Why are people trying to ban weed? Weed is considered a drug, and people of a certain political parties dislike any sort of drugs and claim it to be unhealthy, dangerous, and disgusting.
For some people, it makes them feel bad. Stress gives them a first bad experience and gives them a bad view on it, totally. Many people just see weed as the part where you get high, not the medical and mental benefits that weed has on a person. They look at the facts that one person has recorded has died to weed, and that was due to a allergic reaction. It would take 2 tons of weed smoked in 12 minutes to even possibly die from it.
In conclusion, even though weed and mushrooms should be legalized, it should be done so with some rules and guidelines of the usage. People should be informed on the benefits and downfalls to using these things, but also be educated on the good and helpful parts of these two drugs. People shouldn't get years in prison for using weed or get thousands of dollars in fines for smoking or using these, because most of the time people are using them to get help mentally or even physically for their day-to-day life, but are afraid to even use due to it being legal. In the end, weed and mushrooms have become a large problem that is unneeded. When you look at the fact that it can affect someone's positivity,